Hello everyone, we are continuing our Mishnayos Seder. We're learning Maseches Bava Kamma. Today's new Mishnayos are going to be in the second paragraph of Bava Kamma, but first, I'm going to chaz over quickly what we learned yesterday, which was Perek Aleph, starting with Mishnah Gimel. It said, Shum Kesef, which means the evaluation of Nezik, of Nezikin, has to be done with Kesef. It doesn't make sense for us. We don't take on that if Reuven damaged Shimon in some way and Shimon damaged Reuven in some way, that they simply cancel each other out. Rather, both independent actions of damage are assessed as a monetary amount, and then whoever owes, and he pays it. The Shavei Kesef, the payment is done with land, that's considered something equal to money, not metal, not movable objects. Bifnei Basin, in front of a basin of experts, Valpi Eidim, Bnei Chorim, Bnei Bris, in front of Eidim that are free Jews. The Hanashim, Bichal Hanesek, and women are equal equivalent to men in the Nezikin cases we've been speaking about of ashore damaging items, or if the women gets damaged by ashore, all equal to men. Nizak v'amazik tashlumin, and the nizak loses out in tashlumin. Essentially, what this meant, either there were two pshatim, and the Rav brings a pshat that it means that if a dead animal that was damaged that the nizak obviously owns is going to keep loses value, he suffers that loss. He doesn't get any more payment based on that loss of value. Or we saw another pshat that's brought in the Gemara that it simply means that the regular fact that a nizak only gets paid chatzinezik in the case of a damaging shore that's a tam, means he's losing out what is rightfully his halfway. Not rightfully his, meaning the Torah negates the obligation of the mazik in that case until the animal becomes a mu'un. That was Mishnah Gimel. Mishnah Dalet said, Chamisha Tam v'chamisha mu'un, listed five cases of Tam and five of mu'un. Habehema ein mu'ed is lo ligach, lo ligoch, lo lishoch, lo libot, lo libot. An animal is not considered to be mu'un, to be forewarned, to be expected to gore, push, bite, kick, or crouch. Ashein mu'edis la'echol aseruila. Tooth damages is eating something that's fitting for the animal. Regal damages, which means that the animal's body, while it's walking, that's how it breaks things. And the shor mu'ed means any of those five tam actions that happen three times, making the animal a mu'ed. We'll learn about that today in the new Mishnayos. That's shor hamu'ed. The shor hamazik, rishus anizak, and there's another mu'ed of damaging shor in the rishus of the nizak is considered mu'ed right away, no matter what it does, the adam and a human being. A wolf, lion, bear, leopard, or panther, or cheetah, however you translate Bartolus, a nachash, and a snake, they are all mu'ed from the start. If they are domesticated, they are not. But a snake always is. What is the halachic difference between a tam and a mu'ed? A tam is only obligated to pay half the damages, and it's limited by the value of the animal that damages. The hamuad mishan nesik shalim min aliyah. Well, a muad pays full damages and it pays from the best of the property. Then we learned the first mishnah in the second parak. Kitz hadereg muadis l'shavu v'derech hilucha. How is the regal damages muad? In what ways? To break things while it's walking. That referred to its feet. The Rav said. The next part talks about other things on the animal. Abehema muadis l'halach hadak l'shavu. The animal is muad to walk normally and break. The Rav said, meaning with its hair, with its body, with a saddlebag or a bell. Haisim va'etis, if it was crouching, or there were rocks flying out from under its feet, v'shibras ha'kelim, that broke ha'kelim, v'shav m'chatsin nezik, that pays half nezik, because different types of behaviors, such as the crouching, are it's not used to doing, that's a tam behavior, or tzroros, rocks flying, with a lachon o'shemisina, that only pays chatsin nezik. However, as patern reshus ha'rabim tzroros, it only pays in reshus ha'nizak, the rab added. Darsal kli v'sharata, if it trampled the kli and broke it, v'nofal kli acher shorah, and those broken shards hit another kli and broke it, al harishim mishal nezik shalim, on the first one it pays nezik shalim, v'ala acher mishal chati nezik, on the second one half, because the second one is like shorahs. Ha'targolim v'odim l'hala chidarkon l'shaber, targolim are muad to walk normally and break things while they walk, ha'adoli l'kosher v'raglov, an item was tied to its feet, v'shayimahadis mishabras ha'kelim, or it was dancing and broke kelim. The Rav learns both of these cases, it was kicking up rocks. Shroer's cases. Sham chatzin ezik beis chatzin ezik. So that was yesterday's chazara. Now let's move on. Perek beis mishnah beis and bava kama. Ketzad hashem oedis. How is the damages of shein and muad? In what ways? La'echol serui lo, to eat that which is fitting for the animal. Habehema moedis la'echol peiros v'irakos. An animal is considered that it would eat normally fruits and vegetables. Peiros might also mean wheat and grass in the lush and the mishnah. A lot of times it's that, but it means edible foods. If it ate clothing or kalim or other vessels, mishan chatzi nezik. It'll pay only half nezik. We're going to see the Rav, of course, to explain all these phrases. When is this true? Rishus anizak, only rishus anizak. aval b'shus harabim, but in a public place, potter. V'im nanes, if it benefits the animal, mashal mashanenes, it pays what it benefited. Ketzah mashal mashanenes, how is that? Achon yitokhar chava mashal mashanenes. If it ate from the middle of the street, that is considered shus harabim. It's going to pay mashanenes, mitzideh rechava, from the side of the street, mashal mashanezika. Mipesach hachanus, from the entrance of the store, mashal mashanenes, it pays what it benefited. Mitoch hachanus, from in the store, mashal mashanezika. So what is this difference in the end and sin, essentially what's the whole Mishnah talking about? Says the Rav, Ketzer Hashem Mu'edis, Be'eza Dover Hi Mu'edis, in what way is Shein, the tooth type of damage from an animal, Mu'ed? Mishani, the Mishnah answers its own question, Le'echos Ru'i Lo to eat that which is fitting for it. If, the Mishnah continued, it ate pears and irakos, that's normal, but if it ate clothing or kelim, it pays Chatzin Ezek. Says the Rav, Mishan Chatzin Ezek, the Mishunahu, that is odd. So the Mishnah said, Med devorim urim is always altering something that was previously stated. So Rav clarifies which previously stated line in the Mishnah are we altering with that phrase. He says, Achla peiros yirakos o yirakos kai. It's going on the phrase that it was normal for the animal to eat fruits and vegetables and foods. The Rishus Aram Pater, there is where we're saying now it's Pater and Rishus Aram. The Be'inen will be Erbis Dei Acher, because the Torah required for full damages, or any damages, will be able to stay after, the verse says, that's a damage in the property of another. But on the other phrase that came before, of eating clothing or kalim, that is not being altered by this b'med devorim morin. That is, even in Rishus Rabim, it's chayv chatinezik, the of the inshi, the manchit, susu kalim, Rishus Rabim, l'fisha. People do put their items, their clothing and their kalim in Rishus Rabim sometimes. Thereby, this action of eating clothing and kalim, things that are not foods, is actually categorized under karen, meaning that's a direct, the kavana action of damage by the animal, and therefore it's going to be chayiv, and again, they'll be subject to the rules of tam and muad because it's karen. So the med devar and morim in the Mishnah, berishus hanizak, but not berishus harabim, was only going on the normal case machine of eating foods, peiros v'irakos. The Mishnah continued that if the animal benefited, it paid what it benefits, says the Rav, mashal mashanenes, Laftash lumen ma'alaisa, it doesn't pay fully, not an amazing type of ma'alaisa, a proper payment. Elim achla davar shadamav yikarim, roan oso ki'ilo in sarim. If it ate something expensive, you view it as if it ate barley. Ve'ina mashalim el demei sarim bezul, it pays the cheaper price of barley. Shehu shlish pachos imashim nikarim mishuk, which will be even less than the normal price of barley, one a third less than what it sold in the shuk, in the marketplace. If it ate something that's even cheaper than that, not expensive, it should pay what the value of that item, bezul, the cheaper amount, cheaper price of that item. If it ate something that damaged the animal, such as wheat, I guess I should correct myself before, and I said pears could mean wheat. Seems that wheat is actually bad for the animal. So what I meant to say was it doesn't have to mean what we think of as fruits and vegetables, means food that is fitting for the animal. But if it ate wheat, that damages it, and therefore it actually be putter because it didn't benefit at all. So then the Mishnah said, Ketzad on this. Ketzad mashal mashanen. It's meaning to say, when do you pay what it benefited, and when do you pay what it damaged? The beginning of the Mishnah was saying it should pay according to damages, and then this Mishnah said according to what it benefited. So that's what the Mishnah elaborates on. It says, if it ate food from the street, it's paying mashanen, it's what it benefited. Why? Because as we mentioned, in the first Mishnah of the Masechta and the Rav, that Shein and Regel damages are Pater and Rishus Aram. So it's not going to pay what it benefited. Rather, it's not going to pay what it damaged, because Shein is Pater and Rishus Aram. Rather, it'll pay what it benefited as any animal that would benefit. So if it ate from the street, it pays Mashaneni. If it ate from the side of the street, the Rav says, Mitzide Erechava, Mishala Mashi Yizika, then it pays damages. If it went and stood on the side of the street, a place where it is not the way of oxen to walk there, that is already not considered a Rishus Rabim. It will pay, therefore, what it damaged. The mission continued with a similar distinction in a storefront. If it ate from the storefront, the entrance to the store, it will pay Mashinenis because that is Rishus Rabim. If it ate from inside the store, that's obviously Rishus Anizak, and it will pay what it damaged. Next, Mishnah Gimel. Hakelev Agadish Akavtun Rosh Agad, a dog or a kid, a young goat, that jumped from a roof, Vishibra Sakalim and broke Kalim when they landed. Mashal Mezik Shalim, that pays full Mezik. Vinesha Hemuadin, believe it or not, dogs and goats jump off high spaces. And therefore, what they break on their way down is considered to be Muadin, normal damages that he has to pay for entirely. Hakel Shinalto Charara Vahalach Lagadish, a dog that took a Charara, which we'll see is a type of cake that was on fire, and it went and using that cake lit up a haystack. Achlas Hacharara Vahidlikas Lagadish, it ate the cake and lit up a haystack. Ala Charara Mishalim Nezik Shalim, on the cake it will pay full damages, while Lagadish Mishalim Chati Nezik, and on the haystack it will pay half. Elaborates the Rav. Mineshe Mu'adim, this dog and goat that jump from the roof are Mu'adim, likfots to jump. I guess that means they're not necessarily Mu'ad to jump from roofs, but they are, it's commonplace to jump, so if it's on the roof, it's going to jump. But Rishus HaNizak HaOmar, this is obviously in the Rishus HaNizak, the total of the regal he, because it's damages done with the body, which means that the total of the regal has to be a Rishus HaNizak to be chay. If it's a Rishus HaRabim, it would be potter. A Charara is Uga Shenafes Agabek L'Cholim, that is a cake that is baked over coals. So apparently still burning enough to light something on fire, because then the dog that took the cake went and ate it and lit up a haystack. For the cake, it will pay Nezik Shalim. That is the damage of Shane, of eating, right? Which is done for purposes unknown, and it's in Rishus HaNizak, so it will pay according to damages. And on the haystack, it pays only half. That is like rocks. Sroros, something that we learned, the Hilchasa Gemiri law is Halachon Moshe Min Sinai, Shemesham Chatzin Ezek, and it pays Chatzin Ezek. That's Rora, it's because it's indirect. I suppose it's like the cow kicking up rocks. Continues Mishnah Dalid. Ezu Hutam be Ezu Umuad. How do we categorize a Tam and a Muad? When does an animal starting as a Tam become a Muad? When can it go back to being a Tam? Muad, Koshi Idubo Shloshi Yamim. A Muad is anything that has been warned, meaning it damaged and that has been brought to the owner's attention 3 days. The tam, mishiyachzebo shloshiyam, and tam, it'll go back to being a tam when it goes back from damaging for 3 days. Divrei Rebbe Yehuda, it's all a matter of days. Rebbe Meir omer muad, shiyidubo shloshiyam pa'amin. Rebbe Meir says a muad can come even 3 times, even in the same day, seemingly. But tam, kol shiyo tinokos memash mishinbo ve'en enogech. And a tam will become tam again if children can play with it and it doesn't gore. Kind of interesting, an interesting barometer of that. Says the Rav to elaborate. Mishiyach sevo shloshi yamim. The Rebbe Yehuda's sheet, the first sheet, held it was a matter of 3 days to become a muad and 3 days to become a tam. Shiro shvarim ve'en enogech, meaning it sees other oxen and does not gore them. Chozo tamuso, it goes back to being a tam. Said Rebbe Meir shloshi va'amim 3 times. So afilu biyom echad, even on 1 day. Ve'en halacha k'Rebbe Meir. In this regard, the halacha is not like Rebbe Meir. De lo avi muad ad shiyidu bo shloshi yamim. It is not a muad until 3 days pass, and it gores over those three days 3 times. Mashmishin bo, if the children can pull on the tail or a mare held, it will and it doesn't gore, it will come back to being a tam. Moshkanoso masachin bo ve'inanogech, they pull on it and they play with it and it does not gore. In this regard, the halacha is actually like a mare. She'ein shor muad chozel tamuso ad shiu tinokos masachin bo. A shor muad does not go back to being a tam until children can play with it. So it comes out a kula in our psak that we go like Rebbe Yehuda, that a tam only becomes a muad after 3 days of goring. And it seems to be a kula the other way, a chumrah, that it stays a muad until it can be played with by children and not gore them. So it seems we took on the opinion, I guess, in the end of the day, that it's difficult to change its status. It takes longer to change it from a tam to muad, and it's more difficult to change it from muad to a tam. Thank you for listening. We'll learn more tomorrow.